Will, the plan, intent, and purpose of God. Most Christians defer to the will of God. Unfortunately, most Christians don't know the will of God. Instead of searching the scriptures to find out God's will, they make assumptions based on tradition and experience. The result is that Christians have settled for less than God's best, while non-Christians are never exposed to the truth. Can we really know the will of God? Yes. How can we know God's will? By searching His Word, by listening to the Holy Spirit, by praying in the Spirit. The most important way to know God's will is to read and meditate on His Word. There are a bunch of scriptures, I'm going to just read a few this morning, that tell us what God will do. Psalm 4:3 says, "But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." Here's another one from Psalms. Psalm 41:2. "The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies." Going on down to Psalm 138:8. "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." On down to Isaiah 43:25. "I, even I, am he that blots out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins." Isaiah 65:24. "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear." Malachi 3:11. "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." And then we come into the New Testament, and we see John 6:39. "And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." That's wonderful, isn't it? John 6:40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Let's go on down, another verse from Romans 12:2. "And be not comforted, conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Ephesians 1:5, "Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Ephesians 5:17, "Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Let's go on down a little further, maybe into Hebrews 6:14, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." Hebrews 18, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." Hebrews 8:12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Let's go on down a little bit, maybe into the book of Revelation. And let's hear what it says in the book of Revelation. Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:21, "To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." So I challenge you this morning to find what the will of God is by spending time in the Word, spending time praying in the Spirit, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, because he is the teacher. And God loves you and wants you to know his will so that you can walk in it.